The Evolve Network is now live at evolvenetwork.tv. Subscribe for meal plans, recipes, cooking shows, and our very own The Magic Pill and The Magic Plant, as well as access to my favourite documentaries. The Evolve Network is also home to our full library of podcasts, with new release podcasts airing first and in full on the channel. You can also watch selected vodcasts in a video format. Meanwhile, enjoy this highlight of our podcast and head over to evolvenetwork.tv for the full Evolve podcast experience. The Evolve with Pete Evans podcast is a conversation about my favourite ingredients for a healthy human experience. We take an informed look at topics that include nutritional and emotional well-being, as well as expanded consciousness. I love exploring the topics that are not traditionally taught at school and take a deep dive into them with my special guests. I invite you to sit back and come along for the ride with an open mind and heart, and please share with your family and friends, as these podcasts may just be the seed from which many things will flourish from. Cheers. We've been using Waters Co. water filters for the last 10 years, and I wholeheartedly trust my family's health with them. Waters Co., established 1977, have personal and domestic water filters, which turns your ordinary tap water into great-tasting, alkaline, ionized mineral water, which removes up to 99.9% of fluoride, heavy metals, chemicals, and bacteria, so you can love your tap water again. The Bio 1000 is the latest edition of the BMP 1000 model and the culmination of over 40 years of experience and research into water filtration by some of the world's leading scientists. Waters Co. was first to market with natural gravity-fed systems, creating alkaline water way back in 1984, and have continued to lead the market in research and development, setting the benchmark for all other brands to follow. Please go to my webpage, peteevans.com, to learn more and to receive your special discount from my link on the products page. You're going to love it. Susan Braddon is a champion and advocate for all who desire passionate relationships. Considered the Dear Abby of sex, Susan's fresh approach and original ideas have helped millions of people of all ages and across the gender spectrum transform sex into passion. To find out more about Susan, please visit her website, susanbratton.com. That's SusanBratton.com. Susan, thank you so much for joining us. How are you, sister?
I am so good, Pete, especially because I am both orgasm powered and salad dressing powered.
Perfect. Shakota's like, what's going on here? She doesn't have headphones, so she didn't hear it, but she might have felt the energy coming through.
I got to start off with a bang, as they say.
So this could be the first of many conversations that we have on the Evolve platform and our podcast. So where would you like to start, Susan? Do you want to start with a little bit of history about how you came to be in the position or positions that you are?
Those positions, you want to start out right with positions, huh? Well, what I really want to say is that I've been an intimacy expert for 15 years, and this is my second career. I was a very successful Silicon Valley tech entrepreneur, and at 45 years old, I almost lost my marriage because my husband and I had fallen away intimately. He, not for his lack of trying, but for my lack of interest. And we realized that, like anything, we were very personal growth mindset people. I mean, at one point I was the CMO of a Tony Robbins company. I'm a personal development type of person. And we realized in working on our own sex to save our marriage and working on our sex life that good sex is a learned skill. And I like to say what we ended up doing was teaching people how to transform having sex into making love. And over the years, we started with passionate lovemaking techniques, pleasuring skills. And then I realized, okay, all the techniques in the world are no good if you don't have good communication behind closed doors. And so I started on a whole raft of teaching people how to comfortably communicate their needs. And then I realized, oh, that's a wobbly stool. There's a third leg to the great passionate lovemaking stool, and that is your health. Are you pooping regularly and well? How's your gut? Do you have dysbiosis? Are you producing your hormones and neurotransmitters? Because so much of sex is actually your physiology, not just the things you say and the things you know how to do. And that's when I got into understanding libido and desire and arousal. And when I came up with my crazy, my Viagra is the new, you know, salad is the new Viagra, really. Watching people try to eat healthy to live well, but then eating salads where they were dumping all these junky chemicals onto their beautiful vegetables. And it was breaking my heart because I knew they were filling up their blood supply with fats, bad fats that were going to give them erectile dysfunction. And the one thing that is the most golden piece of what I really try to get people to understand is that everyone thinks erectile dysfunction is a man's issue when women have pound for pound, inch for inch, as much erectile tissue in our lady parts as our male bodied partners have in theirs. And so if I could teach people how to make their own salad dressing, how easy it was and how good it made their food taste, I could help reverse ED all over the world and all people across the gender spectrum. So that's how I ended up with you, Pete.
I love it. Because you're speaking my language. And so often on this journey of discovering more about ourselves, we tend to specialize or think that if we just fix this, then everything else will be great. Like you said, if it's just the communication, yeah, we'll sort it out. If it's just the positions, we'll sort it out. If it's just that job that I take, or just that house that I buy, or if it's just that pet that we purchase from the rescue or the pound or whatever it may be, or from the breeder, that'll fix all of our problems. And it doesn't work like that. It's a package. We are a package. And I'm so grateful that you brought in the nutrition element of this, because as a chef, you know, that means a lot to us. Because I don't want to take over the conversation, but I've seen people put all their eggs into the nutrition basket and think that's going to fix me, but forget about the spiritual or the emotional side. Mm. I've seen people put all their hope into plant medicines such as cannabis or other things. If only I can access that, then it'll fix my cancer, but they still might be eating junk food. And again, not dealing with the root cause of why they may be out of balance emotionally or spiritually. And I want to ask you this question as well, as being a intimacy expert or a sex expert. Yeah. How many people have you seen in this field that think, if I just get the sex right, you know, then everything's going to be fixed in my life? And so let's talk about that it is a package. And then let's boil it down into this delicious recipe that you got to share with us today. Just the package of life, basically. And I just want to reinforce that there's not one magic ingredient, so to speak, because I feel like that has been what we've been conditioned to believe, that there's a magic pill out there, that there's a magic person for us, there's a magic this. Go a little deeper for us on that concept, that flawed concept, possibly.
Well, it's interesting that you talk about the magic pill, because I have a technique that I have called the magic pill method. One time, I was doing, I think, the Dr. Nandy television show, and I was going to go on the show, and I wanted to come up with something that was going to really help a lot of people solve their problem, because I know that your libido is the other side of the coin of your health. If you don't have good health, you don't have good libido. Your libido rises the better you feel and falls the worse you feel. And I sent out an email. I have a very large following with a lot of Aussies. I love my Aussie friends. I come to Australia a lot. I've probably been to more places in Australia than half the people in your country. And I sent out an email to my list, and I said, you know, who read my email newsletter, and I said, tell me what it is that's holding you back from having the passion and intimacy that you crave. And all answers are good, except I don't have a partner, because this is not a dating question. This is if you have a partner and you're not getting what you want or your partner's got, you know there's more, but you don't know how to get to it. What's holding you back? And I won't be able to, although I pride myself on replying to everyone all the time, I'm going to get so many replies back that I won't be able to solve all your problems individually. And I saw the answers coming in. Boom, 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 boom. My inbox was filling up, filling up, filling up. And I took a day and I read every single of hundreds of replies. And every reply I read, I thought, well, I could fix that. That's fixable. You can work around that. You could compromise and still get what you want. And what I realized was that the common denominator, so I went to bed that night and I like to do kind of lucid dreaming. I like to give myself a thought question before I go to bed when I'm working on something. It's kind of part of my creative process. And I said to myself, go to sleep. And when you wake up, how are you going to help every single person who emailed you and all the other people in the world who have these problems? They were, you know, I have cancer or my husband has this problem or whatever. They were really health issues. When I looked at it all, I thought to myself, whether it's emotional health or physical health, which it's always a combination, it was really that something had happened in their relationship, some kind of issue that became a roadblock, an obstacle for them that they couldn't see around or over or under. So a lot of it, surprisingly, about 20% of it was betrayal, past betrayal. They couldn't trust again, which is an emotional health issue. And I thought, how am I going to help everybody? And I thought, well, what I see happening is that when people aren't getting what they want and they hit that roadblock, they stop and they drop and they don't know what to do next. They don't know how to solve the problem. And my magic pill method that I eventually created was this notion that you and your partner write down, you make that list of the things you used to do that you really loved doing together, your physical intimacy, and the things that you could still do together. And what I found is that when you run into an obstacle, instead of just saying, all right, well, we can't do that thing anymore, but look at all these other dozen things we still can do, we don't do anything. We stop touching. We stop being affectionate because we don't want to start something we can't finish. So we withdraw. We lose the oxytocin, the connection, the happiness, the vitality in our relationship that we have when we're flirting and we're intimate and we're sexy and we're full of life. And what I said is make your lists and then eat a good meal and then sit down on the couch facing each other, holding each other's hands, and walk each other through your lists of what you used to do that you wish you could do that you miss, and what you could still do that you think you'd enjoy. And that's phase one. And then you don't have to do anything. You're just sharing your lists. And then the next day or two, after you've had a chance to digest the information, get back together on that couch and say, okay, I think here's how we create a list of things we can still do. And if we want to get back to some of those things we can no longer do together, what can we do to research and find the solutions to those problems? How can we fix what's wrong? Is there a solution for the problem if it's a physical or an emotional issue? And oftentimes there are, and people don't even, they're not even aware of the solutions. A lot of the public speaking that I do talks about sexual biohacking, reversing the hands of time.
I really hope you enjoyed the first half of this podcast. If you'd like to listen to the rest, please visit evolvenetwork.tv. That's evolvenetwork.tv. I'll see you there.
The information, views, and opinions expressed in this podcast should not be treated as a substitute for nutritional, medical, or other advice by a qualified professional. Guests in this podcast express their own opinions, experiences, and conclusions. Nothing in this podcast should be used to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical condition. Neither Pete Evans nor any sponsor endorse any views, opinions, or conclusions expressed or shared in this podcast.